Hey, beautiful people. My name's Taylor, also known as Priceless Tay.
And I'm your co-host, Teddy Rosario.
We want to welcome you back to What the
Finance! What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of WTF. This is actually the last episode of the year, and it's me here with you guys and Taylor. Today, we have a very special episode for a very special year that we had. And so in case you don't know me, I'm Teria. I'm 24, Canadian, and I'm an entrepreneur. And here I'll let Taylor introduce herself.
What's going on, you guys? It's Taylor at Priceless Tay. As we all know, 2020 has been like a year, a roller coaster for everybody, whether they have their highest highs or their lowest lows. And we've all lived through it. We've all suffered through it. We've all strived to make it better, at least coming up in 2021. So today's episode is going to be chill, just talking about our lows, the lows that we all endured together, our wins, because yes, they do need to be fucking celebrated this year. Even though it may not seem a lot, just living through this year has been a win, not just for me, not just for Tadia, but for everybody listening. And then how are we going to kick some ass in 2021? As we all know, with COVID-19, many of us had our lowest hoes. Oh my God. Yeah, the lowest hoe point. No, we've all had our low lows and our high highs. And so for me personally, with the coronavirus, it has been absolute roller coaster. At one point, I've been given this amazing opportunity where so many people more now than ever are watching the internet and going online and building a platform for Tady and I to talk and discuss about some of these messages. But on the other hand, it can really affect mental health. And how does that platform that you've been given as a result of this coronavirus affect your mental health, whether you're looking at the likes, the fame, the fortune, anything along those lines? So personally, one of my lowest lows was a project that had to revolve around social media, and it just did not work out the way that I thought it would. It made me reevaluate my entire existence, being an entrepreneur, being in the social media space, considering myself if I was a failure or not, considering the relationships that I had at that point, how money, for example, was like such a big factor that I did not realize could be turned into such greed. And not just for me, but for like so many people as well too. And like overall, that whole situation is, I'm so grateful for and thankful for, because I realized the pain, but also some of the success that I've had within it. But going into 2020, I'll know exactly what to do. And Tadia was there. Still is with me side by side, within that project as well too.
Yeah, actually, like I saw Taylor going from like being so ambitious about a project that actually didn't fall through. And I admire like the strength she had to just like continue and take this experience to move forward. So if ever you guys are in that situation where you put your heart and soul into something and you realize like it's not going in the direction you want it to, and sometimes it's just not about giving up. Sometimes it really fails. And what you have to do is just get up stronger. If Taylor did it, you can do it, I'm pretty sure. So I guess one of my lowest low this year was everything like was mental. Overall, I had a good year, but mentally sometimes being an entrepreneur, it was my first year, bring on some like challenges. It was the fact that you're now your own boss. So it's like, you need to be like in a neutral space with yourself where you push yourself, but you're not too hard on yourself. So that way you're always satisfied. And sometimes I like put these big expectations on myself, and then I end up disappointed. And it's just like when you're disappointed by yourself for yourself, it's just like such like a weird space that I never thought would be a challenge, but I'm willing to move forward and just being kind with myself.
And most definitely too, guys, you guys might relate to this too, but like working from home may have been a blessing, but also in disguise, in that so many people figured out this year that they want to be in the office, that they can't operate from home, that being a home, being cooped up and not being able to go out is really taking a toll, whether that be from your eating habits, from just not working out, from feeling like you don't want to do anything, or oppositely, feeling like you're not doing enough, even though you're doing so much more than what you had originally done. Like, that's my personal circumstance. Being just at home, I felt like I wasn't doing enough, although like everybody around me is like, how the fuck are you doing all this shit? And I still felt like I wasn't doing anything. So
no way.
Yeah. So I think that brings us into a good segue to tie us into our wins for the past year. Although like I think sometimes that I didn't do much, both Tatey and I had built a massive, massive amount of community and engagement and just awareness for, I like to call what Tatey says, being a financial activist. I think it's such a great word.
Yeah, guys. I started this year with no plan, and I'm not going to do that again. Like, this year I'm going to have a plan, and we'll talk about it maybe later on this episode, but it was just like going with the flow. So I started with zero followers, zero, like, nobody, I thought nobody would care about me sharing about money, but I ended up building a community of maybe 3K on Instagram and 1K on YouTube and 8K on TikTok, which is a lot for me from starting from scratch. I'm super excited about that. And it's just to show you guys that whatever you want to do, if ever you want to start online, like, you guys can move a mountain in a year. And that's just me. And I don't want to compare myself to nobody, but I know like some people, and I'm happy for them, building bigger communities even out of the blue. So it's just about like starting. Like Nike says, just do it. I think it becomes my favorite quote by now. The Nike quote.
Most definitely, especially through 2020.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about your community, Taylor? What are the milestones you reached?
Yes. So although this, I did have a goal for 2020 was to reach 1 million on TikTok. I'm 50,000 away. I'm at like 952,000, but there's still, at the time that we're filming this, there's still a few days left. But that just goes into like, I think a true win is self-development through experiences this year, and that I realized, hey, maybe we don't need to have numerical goals. Why don't we appreciate literally in the now and appreciate what character development we've have implemented like within ourselves? For example, this past year I've been immaculately organized, planned. I know what I want. I know what I don't want. And years prior to, I would say, yes, I had a little bit about that, but I didn't have as much skill or passion as I do currently. And I think that's super important. And again, just from being at home, I think a lot of people have figured a lot about themselves, a lot about their family, who they're living with, have realized what they love, what they don't like, after there's only so many options that you can really choose from at this point. And so that has to be like a huge, huge win. And within my community, it's really just the win of, wow, okay, we're actually starting to make tip of the iceberg here, a change in traditional education and actually starting to talk about finances within our generation, and start making the change and challenge the status quo. For one, Tatey and I both being a female in finance, Tatey also being a strong Black woman in finance too, which is like absolutely, it's like absolutely unheard of. And then two is just the younger generation wanting to change for future generations the better with when it comes to finance.
Yeah. You guys, what we want you to do as well as while we're sharing with you guys our lows and our wins is for you to also reflect, because I think it's so important to go in this new year and ask yourself, like, what were your lows or the good things, so that way you can always move forward. Like we talked about, self-development, it's so important. I feel like I'm a brand new person. I'm much more happier now that I follow my passion. Like last year, I think that every day when I had a day off was just about like Netflix and staying in bed. And today, like, I could never even grasp my mind to do that. My mind would go crazy because I would think about like all the things that I want to achieve, and it just becomes like it runs in my vein by now. So I changed a lot, and I hope you guys like can find in yourself like what changed, because I think like in 12 months we all change. Whatever year you are, or whatever background you're coming from, we all have like experiences.
Mm-hmm. And so for kicking ass in 2021, of course, we just stated some of our reflections, but I think one of the heaviest hitters for me personally, which may apply to you, is that I saw somewhere, I can't remember if it was a YouTube video or a TikTok, but a guy related the success of millionaires and billionaires, or just people of high affluent people or people of wealth or entrepreneurs, is that you have to think about it as, first off, the entrepreneurial mindset is like hustle, 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 never, no days off, no relaxation. But the way in which he put it was, you're literally a NASCAR driver, and NASCAR drivers have to have a pit stop every once in a while. Otherwise, their car is going to break down. It's not going to perform as good as it used to be. They literally need that break in order to win the race. And so this realization for me was, like I said in the beginning of the show, I was working my fucking ass off like no other this past year, but I came to this realization that, what did that really turn out into? I was making very quick decisions, not having clarity or clear judgment, focusing on too many different projects instead of just honing down on one. And so this upcoming year, how I'm going to kick ass in 2021 is taking some fucking days off. Literally, I'm going to go on a weekend, take the weekend off, start watching Netflix at night, enjoying what I used to do back in the day, playing more video games, as I used to love video games growing up, and just not having work as my number one priority 24/7, because like I said, everybody needs that break in order to win the race. Think of it like NASCAR. That has got to be how I'm kicking 2021.
Oh my God, I'm so proud of Taylor, because me and Taylor, we actually met in person. Mm-hmm. And I remember one thing that we were all telling her was just like, dude, you work too much. And she was like, what, you guys don't work that much? She
yeah.
didn't realize it. But now like moving forward, I'm definitely in Taylor's skin. And actually it happened to me like this Christmas. I felt like I didn't have such a great Christmas, you guys, simply because like I wanted to work, but mm-hmm. at the same time I was supposed to spend time with my family. And the more I knew that I was working and being a workaholic and not spending time with my family, the more I felt bad. Then I stopped working, but the more I felt anxious that I was not working. So it was just like such like a vicious cycle that we need to break. And next year, I definitely know that on Christmas, I'm going to organize myself to just spend time with my family and not having to work. So mm-hmm. Taylor said something super important. And I want to talk again about like, what am I going to do to kick ass in 2021? And for me, it's just like planning and having a strong morning routine, which is like, it's definitely going to help me every single day. And it's definitely to leave me space at evening so I can like work on basic stuff, like just doing my nails or just watching Netflix, like Taylor said, so that way I can go sleep earlier and enjoy this whole process. Cause I really enjoy doing what I do, but I need to like find a nice balance. And I'm sure you guys can relate in everything that you want to do.
Mm-hmm. So we asked you guys some of your wins this past year. I think it's so important to bring you guys into the equation as well. So we have here somebody, dirty_FB6. Financially, I became debt free. Therefore, I'm able to throw more money into investing. Yeah. Applaud. That is absolutely amazing. Another person, Jets Nose, said, finally made an investing portfolio and up 17% on the.
Wow. Congrats.
That's huge. Another person said, her name is, correct me if I'm wrong, Anya Rahman. I got a scholarship and met my friend after a year. She's a special one.
Congrats, Amyeon.
I love, love, love reading these. Somebody said, I think, which is, hits home for me, which I can totally relate on. Jean_whatever. Finally got rid of my anxiety and almost at the point of launching a tech startup.
Yeah.
Super good.
You guys are kicking ass. Whoa.
Super good. Yes. And I want to say another person here too that I think it's important to bring up that, yes, not everybody had their wins, but I think it's important. Sufyan_ShayK_P1 said, I didn't have one. Literally everything went to hell. And on top of that, I didn't have money to buy a computer. So yeah, this is where, yeah, I think this is important to note because, guys, in order to kick 2021 in the ass, it all starts with your mindset. How are you going to be optimistic? You have to at least maybe say, okay, if this year you say that you didn't, okay, well, guess what? You did because you lived. You're breathing, you're talking. While others, unfortunately, weren't able to have that. So just change your perspective, change your outlook on life, and really try to be the best version of yourself. And no, I don't mean be all successful, drive Lambos and stuff. I mean character development, controlling your mindset, trying to be optimistic, enjoying every moment of life. Stop trying to look at all of your future outcomes as in where am I going to be 50 years from now. Instead, be grateful for the food that you're eating, the water that you're drinking. Some countries don't even have clean water, guys. So it's just all stuff to be grateful for.
Yeah, definitely. I know someone who had a really hard year in 2020. And like, I've been talking to that person to try to see like, how can I help that person change their mindset? And what I noticed that a lot of people like who are down with what happened this year and everything, it's all about like Taylor said, perspective. And so I told him to start to be grateful for things. It's just like waking up in the morning and decide, what are you going to be grateful for? Maybe it's just going to be because you're going to order pizza tonight and it makes you happy, or maybe it's just because you're going to have a phone call with your friend. But these little things and practicing, like, I think it's called gratitude, it's definitely going to shift your mind for 2020. So just wake up and be like, two things I'm grateful for today, and it's just going to help you a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think that's going to wrap it up for us, guys. I know it's New Year's Eve, so try not to party too hard. And if you do, try not to get sick. It was amazing, an amazing year with all of you. Tati, you want to have any final words or wrap up?
Oh, yeah. Me and Taylor started this podcast as like a fun project, and we decided this year to continue the podcast for 2021. So we're super excited to have like awesome new episodes for you. And if you have any suggestions for us on this podcast, use the hashtag WhatTheFinance so we can locate your suggestions, and you can find us at Teddy Rosarian and Priceless Day, or even tap into it to ask us suggestions. And like, guys, thank you so much for this wonderful year, and we'll see you guys next Thursday.
Yes. Bye.
Bye, guys.